Chapter 13. Abram went up out of Egypt, he, his wife, and all his possessions, and Lot with him, into the Negev. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had first built the altar. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks, and herds, and tents. The land was not able to support them while they stayed together, for they had so many possessions that they were unable to remain together. There was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived in the land at that time. Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are relatives. Isn't the whole land before you? Please separate yourself from me. If you go to the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right hand, then I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes, and saw all the plain of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, like the garden of God, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Soar. This was before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, so Lot chose the plain of the Jordan for himself. Lot traveled east, and they separated from each other. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were evil, sinning greatly against God. And God said to Abram after Lot had departed from him, "Now, lift up your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, then your offspring also could be counted. Rise, walk through the land in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you." Abram moved his tent, and came and lived by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord.